Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how clear are you about what's going on in the world today? Oh, you are? Clear? Well, I don't know if I can say that. So I think there's a lot of confusion, and we're trying to get to the heart of the matter and understand perhaps why the confusion is there and help make sense of it and help us have more clarity in our lives. And to do that, I've asked a good friend of mine who's been on the show many times. He's a certified expert in EFT, which is, I think, a great strength that we should all work with. And he's a great teacher of that. And Steve Gottlieb, welcome back to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. It's great to be here, as always.
Well, we have a lot to talk about because we're in an age that no one has ever seen before. And for me, it's bringing great anguish because I see the confusion among so many people, the disagreements, it's breaking up families. It's, and there's too much misunderstanding between people that doesn't seem to be straightening out. I don't know if it can in any time in the near future because there are these very set mindsets of, perhaps let's look at the, being pro-vaccine or against the vaccine and believing in, this whole world of this virus world. And I'm so happy that this show is right before Gary Null's show, because Gary is one of the most outspoken people about this and brings on so many scientific experts. And so he's out there putting it all out. And I want to honor that. And so I'm, because I truly believe in my own mind. And I think we all need to.
But mine too, what's left of it.
but let's believe in our minds because we've done our homework.
Yes.
Not just having, some opinion. Although I must say, and I would like the audience to remember that I'm highly intuitive and spiritual, and that before the vaccines came out, I asked the universe, so what do we need to know? What's going to happen? And they told me that for the near future, it won't be that bad. It won't be that obvious how bad the vaccines are, but that they create an imbalance between the sympathetic and parasympathetic systems. And in the more distant future, let's say a year, 2 years, 3 years, the parasympathetic system in people who are vaccinated won't be working efficiently. And that can create terrible results. And okay, so I said, oh, thank you, universe. Then I started hearing from the scientists who said that exactly what I received is that there'll be an imbalance in the macrophages from the spike protein, that the imbalance will create the same thing as the difference between sympathetic and parasympathetic, and the macrophage that provides these parasympathetic response won't be working. And so once I heard from them, after I had heard directly from the universe before I knew anything, I was clear that that had to be what I was, that was true to me. And so I'm very excited about what I believe in. And unfortunately, it's creating tremendous stresses in my family, in the world, because I'm extremely frightened of the threat scene. And all of my family are vaccinated. And it's very upsetting to me, but everybody has to do their thing. So, but I also, I'm getting carried away with this, but I just really have had an experience recently that was kind of mind blowing. I'm feeling very oppressed by the ways that the unvaccinated are being identified now, as we're the unclean ones, we're the dirty ones. And there's been a wonderful essay written by Charles Eisenstein about this, where he says that this is similar to how Hitler explained to the Germans that the Jews were dirty and had to be removed. And right now I feel oppressed. And also I've had a lifetime of fighting anti-Semitism. It just happens to be something that I don't know why I've had so much of it in my life, but maybe I look too Jewish or something, I don't know. But it's been very painful. It's one of the reasons I became a black belt in karate, was that to protect myself. And so here I am in this anguish, and I was woken up at 2 a.m. by my anguish a couple nights ago. And it was so strong. I did all of these things that you and I are going to talk about to create clarity and calm. And I couldn't do it. And, I mean, I was using everything that I had, lasers, EFT, elixirs, you name it, algorithms. Nothing worked. And I was lying there in great anguish. And all of a sudden, I'm in bed. Remember, I'm highly spiritual and intuitive. And all of a sudden, my mother, who passed away 33 years ago, comes to me. And I see her in my third eye. And she just stands there, being a beacon of love, a tower of love. And within 2 seconds, I became perfectly calm. It was unbelievable what my mother's love did to my anguish. And all of a sudden, I was changed. But then what was interesting, I asked in the universe, I said, so where's my father? And I heard my father in the distance say, I couldn't be there for you because I am also so scarred from anti-Semitism. And your mother is clear. So she's the best person for you. Wow.
Wow. That's amazing, Peter.
It changed my life in so many ways now, because just to have that direct experience with my mother and father, but just to know how much they're there and how much they love, just for me.
You know, it's really important to understand the power that a true connection to the energy of love can transmute almost any discordant energy instantly. And when we stay in fear, I'm glad you mentioned the parasympathetic nervous system. The parasympathetic nervous system cannot be active. The parasympathetic nervous system is the function of us that goes into a healing mode and repairs things, and is one of the primary things that the immune system responds to. And fear takes us out of parasympathetic into sympathetic response. And when we're worried about fighting disease, we can't get the immune system to be activated. When we are panicking because of confusion or doubt or worry, it's really separating ourselves from that place where a love energy can come into our lives. So if we can do anything that we could possibly can, and you tried everything. So out of desperation, there was a moment where I said, I don't know where to go, and there was like a divine intervention. And that breaks through the consciousness and allows you to experience something totally different. I'm sorry about that. Totally different than the fear-based confusion and doubt and everything else that is plaguing so many people.
Is that a truck outside your window?
Yes, farting away right outside my window. Let me go try to shut that window.
Okay. It's interesting that we have this disturbance. But because now we have to get our parasympathetic systems working to calm us down. And that's so much of what EFT is about, and so much of all these other tools is to bring that parasympathetic system back. And that's why I'm so afraid of the vaccine and its result, you know, it's that the macrophages become so limited.
Yeah, when we ingest something like that, that they're telling us is designed to amplify the function of our immune system, the scientific truth might be that it's actually the opposite, and we might be compromising in some way. Now, our immune system has to figure out to do with that. Now, when you add on to that all of the confusing issues that are politicized as well as creating confusion because people don't know what to believe, so they have to pick a side, and that creates diversion and division between people. All kinds of problems ensue, and then that, of course, activates the sympathetic response again, further compromising the immune system. So we've got to keep trying to bring ourselves back to a place of balance. See, it's not that this parasympathetic system is so important. It's really the balance between the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic.
But what's interesting is I'm realizing is that society is being given parasympathetic tools that actually are false tools. It's masking and social distancing and keeping the unvaccinated away from public places as much as possible. And, it's to calm the fear in people, but it's doing it in a way that is distorting society and creating what you and I I've heard recently is called meticide. That brains are being given false promises or premises that lead people to have, let's say, false answers that distort our minds.
Well, one of the things that the sympathetic nervous system is very good at is providing defenses, not to fight off disease, but to run away from threat and to protect us in the most very, very basic way. So that part of our nervous system, is inherited from our ancestors that had to run away from tigers that wanted to eat them for lunch. And when we're being fed all of this fear-based information, our nervous system is going to respond the same way. And when we are in that mode, we're really not able to think clearly for ourselves, especially when the information that we would seek to pursue to find that, how we can think for ourselves is being suppressed from us. And that's one of the things that Gary Noll is so good at. But when we listen to Gary sometimes, I speak personally, we might get all upset about all of the ways that we're being manipulated and controlled, and yet that's another distress response.
Right.
So we have to remember we can be open to hearing what we feel we need to hear in order to understand what truth might be, but we still have to take charge of our nervous system so we don't get too far out of shape into sympathetic response.
Well, so right now we can learn tools. I mean, EFT, people can go to your website and learn the EFT techniques and how to use them. And those are tapping techniques where you tap, there are 14 different acupuncture meridian points that get tapped while you're in an affirmation that can help you.
And it's worth pointing out that there's scientific evidence that shows that the tapping itself actually brings on parasympathetic response.
Well, and that's scientific. And you and I were talking about censorship earlier, before the show, and how, like, Wikipedia is trying to censor anything that can be helpful. And it's shocking how far they go, and what they've done, criticizing EFT and telling people that it doesn't work, and yet there's
EFT, homeopathy, acupuncture, on and on and on.
Yeah. Everything. And Gary Null, and whatever we believe is true, they will tell you they have debunked it.
Yeah, and Gary is probably our biggest champion when it comes to fighting back against the Wikipedia debunk.
I know. I think he's part of a lawsuit against them. So that's great.
Well, you know, we digress.
We really have to identify our champions, and there are so many of them now, and there are so many websites, there are so many people who are speaking the truth in ways that can be upsetting.
Yes.
But then there are so many people who refuse to, to believe that anything other than the establishment is true.
And that's probably an important point to bring out, because if you were to try to have a conversation with somebody who thinks so strongly the other way, all they will tell you is they'll repeat the news that they've heard and as accepted fact. Because you've been deemed the enemy, there's no point in even trying to convince anything of anything that they wouldn't be open to listening to.
Right. I know I have people in my life who have said, don't talk to me anymore about any of this. And they are set in being Fauci lovers. And I spoke to a good friend who said her two sons were singing love songs to Moderna.
Yeah, amazing. That's amazing. Well, when all this first came out, everybody was singing. I actually posted somebody who wrote a love song to Fauci, and I thought it was very comical. So I posted on Facebook, and I got all these blasts back about, don't you remember Fauci and AIDS, that whole debacle?
People have
short memories.
Right, but also let's let everybody know, if they don't already, that Bobby Kennedy Jr. has a new book out about Fauci, and it's on pre-order. I just ordered one. I'm so excited because I've heard him speak about this topic many times, and Gary Null has also, and there's so much information available that will be in Bobby Kennedy's book.
Yeah, Bobby Kennedy was one of the people who opened my eyes originally, the whole vaccine safety issue, and he didn't want to believe it, but he was presented with evidence that the CDC was falsifying information about vaccine injury, and when he tried to get the CDC to come clean, they refused to do it, and they said, if you don't do it, I'm just going to do everything I can to expose it. And that was about, 12, 15 years ago, and that was the truth about thimerosal.
Well, I think we need to help our audience have some tools. And what if we do tapping, tap on our meridians while we say, I know I'm in a lot of confusion and the world's in a lot of confusion, but I know that truth can prevail.
Yeah, this is what happens. You would start tapping on the side of your hand, and you would say an affirmation so that you're recognizing the dilemma. Even though I am fearful and confused, even though I feel I'm being attacked, even though I don't know where I stand in this world, I can believe, I can trust that ultimately truth prevails. And even just doing that will send signals to the brain that will start to activate a balance with the parasympathetic.
When you just said that, I had this physical reaction to it that was so beautiful.
right. And if you find it yourself that you're actually in fear, then you would want to tap on all of the other points, the eyebrow point, the side of the eye point, under eye point. All this information is easily available online while you're focused on the feelings of the confusion, the doubt, the difficulty, and the intensity in the way that those feelings are overtaking you will diminish until you can start to feel more calm.
That's great. I've learned to use a lot of algorithms, which are numerical sequences that shift our consciousness. And they were developed by a Russian scientist named Grabovoi, G-R-A-B-O-V-O-I. And I use them all the time. I use them every night to go to sleep. I use them during the day to calm myself down if things come up. And so I'll mention some of that. And the audience can at least maybe replay this so they can write them down. I use harmony in the now. And the idea is to say these things and then say the number. And say the number many times, so it just gets embedded in your brain, because the numerical sequence is what shifts consciousness and shifts reality. So harmony in the now is 71042. I also use one called peace and calm, which is 100110 5010. And Steve, wow, you have an elixir in your hand of
it's a very popular therapeutic aromatherapy that blends different essences in a formula called peace and calming.
And people should learn more about aromatherapies for this. It's great. Mm-hmm. There's another algorithm for mental clarity, which is 8157574. There's another one for mental clarity and focus, which is 1269502. There are thousands and thousands of algorithms. So you can always go onto the internet and Google Grabovoi numbers 4 and put anything into it. I was working with a client yesterday who had some very complicated medical condition that had a name. So I asked for a Grabovoi number for that medical condition and came up. So she can use that algorithm to help clear this medical condition.
Yeah, I think this is a form of, it's an energetic form of life frequencies, where we're using an RF generator to transmit certain frequencies into your bioenergetic system, where things like pathogens, for example, will respond and destroy themselves. So here we're using our intention and these numbers are tapping into the power of the universe to invoke this new technology. And it's all about consciousness.
Right. See, one of the things that I have, a heart condition, I have atrial fibrillations that there's an algorithm for. So anytime I feel my palpitation, I'll just go 126 2693 126 2693. I'll just repeat it many times, and I'll say this is for having a healthier heart. And and so there are so many different ways that we can treat ourselves numerically, but because all of life is math, and I think a lot of people understand that. So we just need to talk more. I'm so glad you and I are talking. I hope our audience appreciates that we're really speaking about things that are on their mind and that they really need support for.
Yeah. And so many people are being isolated. And of course, we think maybe perhaps that's a deliberate tool that is being used so that people would be more compliant with public policy. And of course, as we all were all isolated, we saw the emotional and mental difficulties that people were having. So reaching out in any form and communicating is really, really important.
Yeah. And also, I've been having support groups for people like us, and people, you know, can email me and there'll be a support group in early September again on Wednesday evenings on Zoom. And where so many people come together and are there for each other and make contributions of what they're doing and how they're being helped. So there's so many ways that, you know, we have to gather and support each other to you know, to hold the fort.
No.
And I'm so happy to have this show and have you to speak with. You know, it feels so good to talk about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because we try to talk about it in mixed company, we're going to get pushback.
You know? Oh, that's,
and it yeah. causes us to just naturally shut down, keep our mouths zipped, because we don't want to cause any more trouble than we already have.
But when I
and that's suppressing, that's suppressing emotions. It's expressing, it's a depressing expression. It's not good for us.
When I run into other people who are unvaccinated, they are so thrilled to connect with me because like-minded people really like each other.
Human nature.
So, Steve Gottlieb, you're available through your website, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. That's Empower Your True Self. All stuck together. EmpowerYourTrueSelf.com.
That's great. And I always love talking with you.
And I love talking with you, Peter.
Thank you. And so this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, H-E-A-R-T, river.org. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.